Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 587, They Let Sketch Pick, recorded live on June 27th, 2017. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are 1 week away. Well, a little more than 1 week away, but as far as the actual week itself, from RTX and all the fun that is Rooster Teeth. We have a couple of things to go over that was in the last community update as far as 343 presence at RTX. There's a couple of recap things from E3, a couple other community things to talk about this week, but today's show is probably going to be a little short. We still have the previous show that I'm editing, so need some time to finish up that E3 show. But in the meantime, we have some things in the community update to talk about. And let's just jump right into things. So last week, they announced the full lineup of what we're going to see for the season pass. Up to all 8 leaders that's going to be available, and then they tease the UNSC campaign that's going to be included in the season pass. And this week, they are expanding upon the 2 leaders that are going to be available in the coming update. The first one is Jerome, Spartan Jerome 092, and then the second one is the Arbiter Ripa Morame. The Arbiter from the original Halo Wars. So I have a few additional details coming in with this.
Ripa Morami.
Morami. All right, thank you.
Morami.
Morami. They should really have one of those, what do they call them, the phonetic guides next to some of these names.
Like a phonetic spelling.
Right. That would
but
be
that
helpful.
Would make it so much easier. Why would they want to do something silly like that?
Come on, Grim. You can do it. I know you can.
It's one reason I like listening to the audiobooks, because they pronounce it.
That's a good point.
I'm sure a lot of the pronunciations are vetted before they use them, so...
That is a good point. I never thought about that. That is almost a reason to buy the audiobook.
Learn how to speak Halo. Didn't know it was its own language, did you?
No. Well, I mean, kind of, with Sangheili and... Jirahane and Ungoy, you kind of get used to some oddities and pronunciations.
Yeah, oddities is a good way to put that.
Vince is saying it's an honorific that the Covenant used. I don't know what honorific means, to be honest.
It lends towards title, like a shipmaster or a fleetmaster. They get the E on the end of their name.
Oh.
And it kind of tells everybody that I'm important.
Gotcha. Learn something new
it's
every day.
Like, I forget which book is it. Come on, which book is it? It's one of the Karen Travis trilogies. I think
maybe
it's
either Thursday War or Mortal Dictata.
I think it's the first one. Not third. Was it Thursday War?
No. First one was. Shoot. Glasslands.
Yeah. Thelvotomy.
Okay.
He's one of the main characters in that trilogy. And or at least in the first book. And they go into some detail on that. Or maybe it was in... No, that was in Cold Protocol. Yeah, that was in Cold Protocol. Never mind. But they kind of go into the description of that.
Okay. I've got some rereading to do along with my reading.
I would settle for just catching up, Dust. Then you can go reread the stuff.
I know. All right, so let's get into a couple of these new leaders here. So Jerome 092, he rocks a customized Hydra. He cannot hijack vehicles, but he does have a command mantis that he can drop onto the battlefield with the mech drop. So that's... I kind of like the Spartans being able to hijack vehicles. I hope he has some extra buff defense or off. Well, maybe offense. Maybe the Hydra is good enough.
I think if I read the read the description correctly, he is kind of his with his mech, he's kind of a line breaker. So I imagine he does have some extra defense and attack.
So the mech is like his vehicle. He just can't hijack other vehicles.
Right. Well, you probably don't want a leader doing stuff like that. I mean, it's one thing when they're a hero unit.
Fair enough. So a couple of details about that Command Mantis. It is an upgraded variant of the Mantis, and it has twin lasers and an energy shield.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see what those lasers can do.
Me too. And how quickly can you fire those lasers? Is it like the Halo 3 slow charge?
Is it like a pulse or is it a long burn or what?
Or like a lance or a normal Spartan laser or like what kind of lasers are we talking about here? Although it sounds pretty deadly with having dual lasers and the energy shields.
Can't wait to play with it.
Yep. The next unit is the Mastodon. These are large troop compartments that can carry heavy infantry, such as Spartans and other, and it provides some additional armor against heavy weapons. And then the last unit that's coming in is Omega Team. So we get more Spartans with one Spartan.
I'm sure glad this is a non-canonical game when it comes to multiplayer.
Yeah, they've made that abundantly clear over and over again.
Yeah. And I think somebody at 343 has a thing for pachyderms.
Why do you say that?
Well, you have the elephant and you have the mastodon.
Yep.
There's kind of a recurring theme here.
Yes, there is. But yeah, it's three members of Omega Team that Jerome can call in.
Yeah, the one thing I wonder if they're a timed unit or, you know, like they're there for so long and then they retreat, or are they there until they die?
Well, and the other thing I'm wondering too is I haven't cut it in here if it is in here, but is it only one at a time or is it all three?
I think it drops all three because it's, you know, Omega Team drop.
So it almost sounds like it has to be timed.
I would hope so, because being able to call in three Spartans when... Well, I guess it all kind of depends on what they have as far as abilities. I don't think they've gone into their abilities yet. I mean, it looks like they're, you know, basically heavy weapon specialists and close quarter specialists, so you know, like I don't know if they can jack vehicles or anything like that.
I would assume probably not if they have three of them on the field. I think they're just the units as they are. Yeah, that's a good question. So Robert 025 has a fast firing plasma cannon. Leon 011 has a custom energy sword, and then August 099 has a railgun. Oh, they have energy shields and the ability to hijack enemy vehicles.
No, they do.
They do.
I just saw that as you started saying that.
This sounds a little overpowered in a sense.
Well, it might be. It kind of all depends on how fragile they are.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Hopefully they're maybe not quite as robust and defensive. And maybe they'll help bounce things off.
Oh.
The next leader that we're getting is the Arbiter from Halo 1. Ripa Morami. Okay. He has... What does he have here? Oh, it actually doesn't give as much detail about him in the description as it did for Jerome.
No. His main units are the Enforcers. They're fast-moving, battle-hardened elites. They carry plasma rifles, plasma casters, plasma grenades. They take the place of the jump pack brutes in your infantry. They're best used in like hit-and-run tactics, things like that. His next unit is a Phantom, but in classic brute style, it's heavily armored. it can be used as a garrison, I believe. Eating through here. Yeah, it can be used as a garrison. It is also used as a gunship. It, you know, it has the its main cannon and then probably the two side plasma cannons. I have to admit, that's a mean looking Phantom.
It is. Very brutish. Without
the nice thing is they are, you know, they're mixing it up a little bit this time. If you have the season pass, of course, you'll get both leaders. But if you don't and you want to purchase them, you can purchase them separately for $5.99 a piece, or you can do a package deal and get both of them for $9.99 US dollar. So
$2 off.
Yeah, at least $2.
You can go buy a silver pack with that.
Yeah. Get your Blitz cards.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if those are out now or are they coming out next month? Because we've already hit the third Wednesday of the month.
I think they said they were releasing with the next update.
Have we gotten an update this month?
I don't know. I've fired it up this month. I've fired it up since they noticed, since they said anything.
I don't think I saw. I don't remember seeing them when I was playing on Sunday. No, I was trying to do some objectives on Sunday, but I'll have to double check.
Yeah, I'm trying to load it up now, but the. There we go. It is taking its sweet time loading.
Loading, loading, loading.
Yeah. It burns, burns, burns. Oh.
Eek.
Yeah, I've got a friend that pretty much ruined that song for me. But you know, I like that they're kind of packaging that one together for a discount. It's a nice little treat.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, still, if you're looking to get the best value of everything, then you want the season pass. But for those that just want a particular leader, then and if they want both of those, then it's a good deal.
Well, according to the game, the newest DLC is Sergeant Johnson, so it doesn't look like they've released it yet. I'm double-checking the store now.
All right.
And, of course, I have to log in.
So, next update. Apparently, were you aware of Platinum Packs in Halo 5?
Yeah. You can
is that brand new?
Buy a Platinum Pack for 20,000. Of course, if you unlock everything, then you can fill up with stuff. They are guaranteed legendary, ultra rare cards in it. But after looking at them, you're better off just buying gold packs.
That's unfortunate. You know,
for the money, you're just better off buying the gold, or for the credits or money, you're just better off buying gold packs. You wind up with more cards and I mean, your odds are a little bit better of getting legendary in the platinum packs, but they don't show up that much more often. Which I have to give credit to Luke the Notable. He did. Yeah, now he's going to do some more studying on this, but his initial examination of the platinum packs were pretty much they're not really worth it.
Okay.
Of course, being that they're 20,000 a piece.
Yeah.
You know, you get.
For all those people, I think you get like
9,000 back. You know, if you're maxed out, I think you get 9,000 back or 6,000 back, something like that.
Golds, you get 60% back. Silvers, you get 60% back. I'd hope you get 60% back for platinums.
Nope.
Well, that sucks even more.
So, yeah, the platinum packs still only have 3 permanent unlocks. Just like the golds.
Okay. I guess we'll talk about that a little bit later. Once we figure that out. Or more people have more time to do some research on that. There have been some patches for Halo Wars 2. That have been. Or that is coming to probably the next update. So some of the highlights are. Scout units are being adjusted to. Bring them more in line with each other. Across all the different. Infantry types. They've done some tuning on tier 2 vehicles. Banished shield stacking bonuses have been reduced. Player gamertag and ranks have been hidden in pre-match screens now, so similar to what they've done in Halo 5 Guardians. Hero units have been enhanced to make them quicker to feel, tougher and more powerful when upgraded. There was a bug for saved games and game progress that has been fixed for those players affected. Supply pad upgrade time has been reset. And the other big one looks like camera scroll and fast scroll speeds have been increased.
That's nice.
So a few pretty useful updates that are going to be coming along with the next update. Laird is also saying there was an update for Halo Wars 1 on PC, so for the Definitive Edition. I don't know if that was in the article, but he's saying that there has been an update. Next section on the bulletin is a recap from Sketch on his E3 adventure. There was a couple things Halo related going on. I know we haven't published our last podcast yet, but if you haven't listened to it, if you're listening to this after it's been released on iTunes or the podcast feeds, then make sure you go check out our previous episode where we talk about some of the E3 announcements that came out and talked about the Xbox Media Brief and some other stuff. But this was Sketch's first time back at E3, I think, since ODST, he said. We had a chance to talk on the show floor a little bit, and in the update, he talks about some of the stuff that they showed off. They had the 405th there for the, I think it wasn't the showcase, but it was FanFest, I think that was Sunday after the press briefing. So they had some of the Spartans there at FanFest and playing some of the first party titles that were on Xbox One. There was the Halo Wars 2 Awakening the Nightmare preview for the Terminus firefight. And you'll see,
which looks awesome. Oh,
I still need to put up the videos that had no audio with them. It was a lot of fun. It had a lot. I think I can see myself playing that a lot with friends, even though I haven't played much multiplayer as it is already, but it was a lot of fun to play. They had, I believe, 6 stations during the Xbox showcase, and then they had 6 stations on the show floor for people to go and play. So I think how many times did I play? I think I played 5 or 6 games of Terminus Firefight while I was there, and I won 2. So that was fun. And you may notice someone on the bulletin, because I won something.
Might just notice this guy standing next to Major Nelson. He may look a little familiar.
Yeah. So they had a demo. So Xbox had programming throughout the entire E3 day. So from doors open to doors closed during E3, for the most part, they had an Xbox stream running with all the stuff that was announced during E3. They had developers come on and do previews and demos for upcoming stuff that they either teased during the Xbox media briefing or other things that was announced throughout the week. So they had on Wednesday a demo session of Terminus Firefight, and they had about a 10-minute segment on there where they talked about the what the mode is, some of the stuff that will be coming with the update, some of the upcoming stuff with Halo Wars 2. And then they gave away a signed plasma rifle, one of the Triforce ones, one of the ones that cost $650. And it is signed by a bunch of studio people. I recognize 3 of the signatures on there. Everyone else, I got to probably take a picture to the studio and be like, okay, whose is this?
Who signed this thing?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, I need you to sign my signature button, put your name on it so I can match the signature to what's on the plasma rifle.
Well, it's really cool that you won it. It's good that a Halo fan won it, you know, because when you're doing a live show like that, you have no idea who's actually in the crowd. You know, I'm sure the ODST shirt probably helped your chances.
So he said it did in the update.
Yeah. I'm glad that you won it, and I'm glad that a Halo fan won it.
Well, thank you.
I'll be expecting a package in the mail.
Okay.
That's what about 2 foot by 2 foot by 1 foot?
Let's see here. Yeah, maybe. As I pick it up and show it on the stream. So, yeah, there it is. And this thing is probably about, I want to say, 7-8 pounds-ish.
I was going to say probably around 10 pounds.
I was trying to take it home in the box that it came with, because once they actually handed it over, they had the original box that it came in. And it wouldn't fit in my suitcase in the box. So I had to take it out of the box and then put it in my suitcase and then stuff it with clothes around it to make sure it would not jostle around too much. But it came back in one piece.
Did you fold the box up and put it in the bottom of the suitcase, or?
No, I recycled it.
Tossed it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the normal box design that's on all the other packaging stuff that they have. So it's nothing special. But huge thanks to Sketch and Major Nelson for picking me out of the crowd and making a Halo fan very, very happy. Once I buy and move into a house, that will be prominently displayed somewhere. Not sure where yet, but it will be either on the stand or hung on the wall or somewhere.
It'll be in the man cave.
I'm not sure if I want to hide it in the man cave. I might want it to be out there in the open somewhere. I don't know.
Well, you know, if you have an understanding significant other, I'm sure that would work.
Yeah. I just can't have too much Halo stuff in public, in open places, probably. We haven't discussed that yet. It'll be one of those discussions, I'm sure. So that was the E3 wrap-up. He has a little more details on there, but we discussed most of the stuff that was Halo announced in last week's show, so I won't go into that too much.
Except for Space Pickles. We didn't discuss Space Pickles.
Space Pickles? I must have skimmed
over
that.
Space Pickles.
What's Space Pickles?
It's Space Pickles. Don't you want Space Pickles?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They made a comment about it at the bottom of the third paragraph, I think it is.
Space Pickles. I eventually found myself at my first ever E3 as part of... Oh, is that what Halo 2's project code name was?
I'm guessing. Space Pickles.
Okay.
I have to admit that's better than Halo CE's original...
Monkey Nuts?
Yeah, original project name.
Oh, you got Monkey Nuts.
I can't see why they would have a problem discussing that with, you know, their significant others. Yeah, I'm working on Monkey Nuts.
Because, you know, it's... yeah, Monkey Nuts. I mean, which one's worse? Rooster Teeth or... The original Rooster Teeth name or Monkey Nuts? Which one's worse? Not sure if I can really say that without bleeping it, so I'm not going to bother with...
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea. I think the original one is probably worse, but...
Another term for a rooster and bite.
Aren't we glad that they cleaned that up?
Yep.
Or we'd have a really hard time talking about them on the podcast.
Makes it a little bit easier for marketing, I think. Yeah.
It's always helpful when your name isn't offending to everybody. Or half the people in the world.
So, Larry, to your point, and Pins, I guess kind of to your point as well, I'm going to get those pegboard things for my Boomco collection, and I'm going to spray paint them black and then put outlines for all the weapons, and I'm going to hang those on the wall in my man cave. And that's going to be my Boomco arsenal. If anyone was wondering, there will be pictures of it when it actually happens. Okay, moving on to the next convention, which is coming up in a week and a half. RTX. So they were not there at RTX last year because the convention center was already booked for the July 4th weekend. So Rooster Teeth had to postpone it until August last year. And then that directly conflicted with Gamescom. And Gamescom is arguably a bigger convention. It's basically the same thing as E3, except in Europe. And it's arguably bigger than E3. So I think they had their priorities right. I mean, a lot of fans were kind of sad about it, but they are making their return. And
I was.
Yeah, I know. We got to get you out for another time at some point. Next year, hopefully with Halo 6, would be a good time for that.
I'm hoping to be able to do RTX next year and head out to PAX Prime or PAX West or whatever you want to call it. But I'm hoping to make it out there, out to the East Coast next year.
Nice.
You know, it'd just be nice to make it up there at least once. But I'd like the opportunity to meet, you know, the 343 folks. And
so you're talking West Coast, not East Coast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. West Coast.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was a little confused. I'm like, are you coming to PAX East? Are you coming to visit?
No.
What? I'm like, okay.
No, I've been told on several occasions, go west, not east.
Go west, young man.
Yeah, I'd like to sneak down to RTX again next year.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I can pull a couple weeks and take my time this time. The last time I tried to jam too much stuff into too short of a period of time.
I did that too when I first started doing convention stuff. It's you kind of learn as you go with what.
Well, you know, if we'd flown down there, it probably wouldn't have been so bad. But seeing we drove down there and it was a 12-hour trip.
That's true.
You know, and then staying awake to go pick up bio and then going to eat at Slotsky's.
Oh, that was fun.
And then coming home and or coming back to the condo and then doing the podcast. And it, yeah, starting at, let's see, what time? We got up at like 2:45 that day, finished packing the truck, and hit the road. I was out of Kansas before daybreak. And then
wow,
we finally got to bed about 1:00 the next morning.
Oh, yeah, because we stayed up for something. I forget what it was.
Well, we were playing Halo after the podcast. And just,
yeah, I thought we did the podcast.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stayed up for the podcast. And, you know, then we were just jibber jabbering and, I was tired and that mattress did not like me. There was a lump right in the middle of my back that I couldn't get rid of.
Oh no. I'm sorry.
That was not your fault.
I know, but
we made it through it.
Oh, that's good.
Just that first day just kind of wiped me out for the weekend.
Yeah.
I kind of lost a lot of energy. I didn't get to walk around and look at all the booths like I wanted to, but so hopefully I'd like to do that again, except for come down maybe an extra day early.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cool. So RTX events that 343 will be hosting or participating in, they have a panel at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and it's going to be their typical, they have Rooster Teeth people, they have Halo people on to just talk about kind of where Halo is at the moment. They're going to have Frankie on there, Brittany Burns, Joseph Staten, Tom French, and a couple other folks from 343 and the community. And it looks like they're going to have some kind of interactive game. They're calling it the Halo Match Game. They're going to pull people from the audience to participate in some kind of on-stage stuff and compete for giveaway prizes.
Yeah, this could be interesting, especially after the description they give it.
We'll laugh, we'll cry, we'll dodge dangerous questions. It's going to be awesome. Best of all, we're pulling fans from the audience to join us on stage to compete for fabulous prizes. Trying to channel my inner DJ voice. My DJ Blue voice. I don't know if it is really working. But anyways. Also, I think that might be a typo. And I'm going to tell Grim. Because I believe the 7th is actually the Friday. Yeah, 7th is the Friday. So it's Friday at 11 a.m. Correction on that. So Friday, 11 a.m., meeting room 9. And on Saturday, so they do this every year, whenever they've been there, when last year is the only year they haven't been there. But they have a customs stream up on the main stage. So during the whole RTX, you have various groups of Achievement Hunter or Rooster Teeth staff up there playing some kind of game. And 343 has always had a presence of playing customs or griffball or whatever. So They have some community created Forge maps, and they're going to be playing those on the main stage on Saturday from 2:30 to 3:30 afternoon. There's also going to be a Boomco firing range. They had one at PAX West last year, I think, at the Loot Crate booth or somewhere. So I think it's going to be something very similar. And it looks like there'll be you'll be able to shoot each other, including some 343 staff there as well. And they're also bringing Terminus Firefight to RTX as well. So if you're attending, you'll get to get your hands on the Terminus Firefight there. I don't know if they'll have a booth. I haven't checked the RTX site to see if they have a booth. I'm guessing if they're there, they might. I'm guessing that's where the firing range is going to be. Loot Crate's going to be there, so they'll probably have some Halo Legendary Crate stuff there. And that's going to be it for the 343 presence at RTX. To answer your question, Pins, no. Griffball Hub did not do a Kickstarter this year. They are taking a year off to bring back the experience in a much bigger and more prominent way for next year. Talking with DJ, they are working on partnerings and contracts for next year's booth and next year's Griffball experience. So this year they decided to take a year off, just kind of go as attendees this year, and then next year they're going to bring back Griffball in a fantastic way, apparently. Next up in the update is Halo Retribution. It is the latest novel to be released, and it is available for pre-order on Amazon. You can get it on August 29th. That's the release date. And right now, if you go through Amazon, it is a little over 25% off. Listing price is $16, but you can get it right now for $11.59. And like I've said before on a lot of other things, if you pre-order it now, you are guaranteed whatever lowest price Amazon offers for the book from now until when it gets released. It's available in paperback and Kindle and Audible as well. And we have a shortcut link for you to it. So if you go to podtaggler.com/retribution, it will take you straight to the listing on Amazon.
Looking forward to hearing more about them. The Spartan 3s and Lieutenant, what, Lopez?
Yeah, Veda Lopez, ONI operative.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, and Troy Denning, his last book was pretty good. He did, which one did he do? Crap, I'm drawing a blank. Last Light. Last Light was pretty good. And he's done, I think he's done a couple of short stories in the Halo franchise as well, but I enjoyed Last Light. So I'm excited for this one.
I did too. I hope that they expand on maybe Kelly's and Linda's story in this book and don't spend as much time on Fred, because you know he was pretty much the highlight of the Last Light, and you know the focusing on the Spartan 3s. I think it's going to be a good book.
Where else did we hear Argent Moon? Was that the ship?
In Halo 5's campaign, that's the ship that Blue Team, in the mission Blue Team.
Okay. So this is
before interesting
that.
To see where that shows up.
So this is a prelude to Halo 5, it looks like, a little bit. And after Last Light?
Well, yeah, this is after Last Light, but I think it's going to take place before Halo 5.
Interesting. I like that little tie-in. That's cool. So for the summer playlist, there is going to be Ranked Snipers. That is going to be, looks like, coming in for the entire July and August arena season. Which reminds me, I need to get my arena ranking so I can get the emblem. I've been very bad about that this time around. The season kicks off on July 6th. And that's when Ranked Snipers will be there for the entire duration of the season. Castle Wars, which has been up for a couple of weeks, is going to end on Thursday this week, so June 29th. There will be another community play date on, or actually this was last week, so there was a community play date on Friday last week. for the replacement, we're going to be getting Oddball, and that will be dropping on Thursday. And it'll be dropping into the Halo 5 social playlist. The latest loot crate is going back to Halo 4. We talked about this a little bit in last week's show. But they are doing a second line of Halo icons figures. The theme is probably going to be kind of Forerunner-ish if it's really tying closely to the events of Halo 4. But pre-orders are open, or I guess orders are open until August 15th at midnight Eastern, or 11:59 p.m. Eastern. And you can head on over to podtacular.com/lootcrate. And then if you use the code podtacular at checkout, you will get $3 off of your crate.
I like how they put in the description, it's an ordnance drop that all fans can actually love.
You know, it'd be interesting. It would have been interesting for, because some of the loot crates have a sticker that they use to make sure that the opening flap stays connected to the bottom. The ordnance icon from like Halo 4, if they had that sticker on to keep it shut, that sticker, that'd be a cool little kind of addition to it, I think.
Yeah. You ought to shape the box like an ordnance pod.
That might be a little
difficult. I really doubt they'll do that. But yeah, it would be cool.
If they could figure out how to get the folds, like maybe do some pre-creasing folds and then you could fold it out into something like that, maybe. It'd be interesting if they had an ordnance theme, like something that had kind of like mostly just weapons themes in it, because there's some shirts that are weapon themed. There's probably some keychain stuff that you could do that would be weapon themed. Like there's probably an ordnance theme that they could do, or a custom Hot Wheels.
I'm sure there probably is. You know, we don't know what they're, you know, there's what, 6 crates. So we don't know all the themes yet. So you never know.
That's true.
I mean, it's basically going to be loosely based on Halo 4, but you know, there's several ways you could do that theme.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a Halo 4 ordnance crate, though. It could be just ordnance in general. Depending on how they could do it, they could do an ordnance crate and then they could do a requisitions crate.
And give you a free gold pack in it. There you go.
Or a free platinum pack now.
I think they're just getting to the only reason they put the platinum pack is they're seeing that everybody's just sitting on their rec points.
Yeah,
because I mean, honestly, when you've unlocked everything, there's not a whole lot of point in opening them.
Well, you can get some of the nicer weapons for Warzone if you play Warzone all the time, like Erkibu.
Yeah, but he's got like 500 of everything already.
So why not have 1,000 of everything? I kid. So there's a couple community shout outs on the end of the bulletin. And one thing I wanted to touch on, because this was really cool. I don't know if you saw this, GT, but the rec packs for Father's Day. Did you see that?
I think I missed that.
So it's at the bottom of the update, but this was posted over on Reddit. And the description of this is, my daughter decided to get me rec packs for Father's Day, but didn't know how to gift them to me. So she did this. And then there's a picture of envelopes.
Oh, that's cool. Yes, I did see that.
Yeah. And she printed out images of what would be in those rec packs, including like rec pack cards and some of the other things, and then stuffed them in little envelopes. And the envelopes were the packs. I thought that was clever.
Yeah, she got armor, warthogs, hydras, phaetons. Hey, he's got better luck than me. He got 2 phaetons.
That's a good point. Probably better luck than most.
Except Erkibu. He's probably got 40 of each.
Yeah. Laird's saying in 15 years, she's going to make someone a good wife. Yep. So that's it for the update from last week. Again, I want to give a shout out to the 343 folks and Major Nelson for the extraordinary gift that is sitting behind me. I never planned on getting one, but now that I have one, I am really happy. So thank you.
Especially Sketch. Since it was free.
Yes. Well, yeah. But at the same time, it's like I got pulled out of a crowd that was probably at least 12 people standing right there against the stage. So
yeah,
I appreciate it. Thank you, Sketch.
It pays to be tall.
Oh. Yeah. Well, and I like I was donning every single piece of Halo stuff I could. So I had my Halo shirt. I had my Halo hat. I had my Halo Wars 2 lanyard on. I had my Warzone backpack on. So I was donning pretty much everything Halo.
Surprised you didn't face paint a Master Chief helmet.
That's too much work. Someday a Spartan armor though would be nice. That's a long term thing. Hopefully I will be able to have some.
Confell says you had your Pins mask on.
A few people said that after I got it. And it was funny, after I went up on stage and got the plasma rifle, not 10 seconds later was my phone blowing up with notifications on Twitter.
Well, I would have been there too, but unfortunately I was like at my job when that show was going on, so I didn't get to see it until later.
Oh, well, I have to give huge kudos to Bravo for pulling strings to get passes for E3 as well, because him and Sketch said they were hard to get this year.
Well, with it being the first year that they're letting the public in, I can see that.
Yeah, apparently it was a pain, but someone up there loves me a lot, and a few people in the studio really appreciate the stuff that we do to promote their stuff. So I am very much indebted to them. And I was thinking about it. The plasma rifle itself, if I didn't go to E3, buying the plasma rifle would have been as much as me actually going to E3, if not just a little less.
Yeah, but it's a lot more fun to go to E3.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, huge shout outs to Bravo and Sketch for getting me to E3. And then huge shout outs to Sketch and Major Nelson for giving me the beloved plasma rifle. So thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. All right, a couple other things to discuss before we wrap up the show tonight. Atlanta DreamHack is going to be happening in just a month's time, in 4 weeks or so. The event takes place from July 21st to 23rd, and tickets are on sale. You can grab a 3-day visitor pass or a 1-day visitor pass for the DreamHack Atlanta. There's a lot of different games are going to be there, but this is going to be the finale for the summer season of HCS. The venue is the Georgia World Congress Convention, and they have a bunch of different details over at the halo.gg site. There's also going to be an emblem that will be handed out for attendees at the finals. It is basically a tweak on the current HCS emblem, but it's going to be animated. So if you are attending the event, you'll be able to pick up a special emblem. And actually, Justin Bryce actually called me last week. Their community actually paid for him completely to go to DreamHack. So if anyone...
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So if anyone of our listeners is going to DreamHack, make sure you find Justin and say hi to him, introduce yourself, and give him our best, because he's going out there thanks to his community. And that's just wonderful what they've done for him. That's really awesome.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. Oh. No, it's really cool that they did that for him.
Yeah, that's awesome. Another community news front. So Toa Freak put out a video that I think might be worth mentioning. He did the Generation of the Spartans. So he actually goes through all the Spartan programs. So the Spartan 1s, 2s, 3s, and 4s, and how they came to be. And kind of going back through all the stuff from the books. Yeah, Spartan Generations. Thanks, Pins. And pulling stuff from Halsey's journal, pulling stuff from some of the comics, and a few of the little tidbits from the games regarding the Spartan programs. And I had a chance to watch a decent amount of it before the show tonight, and it, like all the Toe Freak stuff, is really well done, but it seems like it, with some of the Spartan stuff that we're seeing in Halo Wars 2 multiplayer, and then some of the novels that are coming out, it's probably a good refresh. So just want to give Toa Freak a shout out and just let everyone know about that video. It's about 15 minutes long, but it's a nice history behind the Spartan programs. If you haven't been really keen on why there's Spartan 2s and my Master Chief's a Spartan 2 and why Johnson's a Spartan was part of the Spartan 1s. And then in Halo Reach, we have the Spartan 3s, and now we have the Spartan 4s and Halo 5 and just what all that means. So if you were ever interested in why there's a Spartan 1, 2, 3, and 4, then Toa Freak has you covered.
And in Halo 6, we're going to have Spartan 5s.
Oh. Seems like Spartan 4s will probably be the standard for a
while. They're
going to
be taking your grandparents next. Oh.
No, that's the Prometheans. Actually, that would be... Ooh. I just had a thought that is kind of disturbing. Be interesting if humanity somehow was able to utilize that foreigner technology to take basically the human essence and put it into some kind of Promethean, but maybe preserve like the memory matrix of somebody. So maybe take a brigadier general.
In other
general,
words, take control of a composer.
But in such a way that you don't completely wipe out the memory part of, because like knights, crawlers, and all that stuff, it's pretty evident they don't have any memory of who they were. But if you could almost, I guess, turn them into some kind of AI and put them in a body like that, that's not exactly an AI.
Well, I mean, they did it with 343 Guilty Spark, so. And I don't think he's the only monitor that they did that with. Well, I know it's not, because they did it with the one for... the Ark. What was his name? Oh, shoot. I'm drawing a blank. But to take, you know, an actual live human or Forerunner and transfer their memories into a mechanical body. Yeah, Tragic Solitude. Thanks, Pins.
Yeah, that you make a good point. That would be interesting if Halo went in that direction.
Might just be a little bit more disturbing.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, moving on. Halo Library Edition is now out. I think we talked about this last week a little bit, but it is available now on Amazon for about a third off, $16 off. It's listed as $49.99, and right now it's you can pick it up on Amazon for $33.99, and it includes the last two volumes of Halo Escalation, so issues 13 through 24. And we have a short link for that too. If you do puttackler.com/comic-library-2, that will take you straight to the Amazon listing where you can purchase the Halo Library Edition Volume 2. Other than that, we have nothing else for the week. That's it. We will be gone for next week because I will be in Houston for the first part of the week, and Tuesday next week is also July 4th. So for everyone here in the States, it's a holiday. So enjoy your time with friends and family. Be safe out there. Don't blast any fingers off, please. And we will probably do some kind of podcast from RTX, whether it's with Griffball people or 405th people or some other Halo community people that will be there at RTX. We'll probably do some kind of on location podcast, but otherwise we will be back on our live stream in 2 weeks' time, where we will start to dissect the big long Vice article, and it is long. So there are three parts in that article. So we are going to do that into three separate podcasts, so to speak.
So we'll break down into small digestible chunks.
Right. And then somewhere in that mix, depending on when we have time to squeeze them into the schedule, we're currently coordinating with the Project Contingency folks to have them on the show. And we're looking to get, I think, we're trying to figure out a date because Tuesdays don't work for them too well. So we'll probably have that on an off date somewhere after RTX time frame. So we'll have more information on that once we get a more solid date figured out. But stay tuned for that. And there's a couple other people and projects and communities that we are looking to get on this summer. And we are looking for suggestions. So if there are people you want us to have on, let us know. And we will look to getting them on. Should we wrap up the show?
Sounds good to me.
So thanks everyone for tuning in. Make sure you check us out on our podcast network, thepodcast.com. That is PODKAST. If you head on over there, you'll find podcasts such as Guardian Radio, Critscast, The Learning Cliff, Podcast 76, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. It's a network of mostly gaming-specific podcasts, except for those last two. They have great hosts, good content, good communication and dialogue back and forth, and I highly recommend that you check out all of them. Guardian Radio is probably the biggest one on the network, so if you're a Destiny fan, and they had some pretty big coverage also from E3, so if you haven't checked them out and you are heavily invested in Destiny, then definitely listen to some of their E3 shows, because they have some beefy stuff that they're talking about in there. Again, you can check them out over at thepodcast.com. Also, make sure you check us out on our social networks. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Discord, Twitch, Mixer, all that kind of stuff. If we have it, podtaggler.com/whatever it is, we'll take you there. Make sure you check us out on Friday nights, where Godzilla T hosts our Fraggin' Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Usually Lobby's Choice, whether it is Customs or Social Arena or Warzone. Depending on how big the party size is and what the interest is, he will help guide the game nights there, and he's been doing a wonderful job. And last week, we merged the podcast with the game night, so it was very interesting, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely was. It's interesting to think about what you're talking about while trying to play video games.
Exactly. And no, Confal, we do not have a MySpace, but we do have a Wikipedia page. Again, you can head on over to podtaggler.com/lootcrate as well. For the second year starting of Loot Crate, you can use the code podtaggler at checkout, and you can either do it every crate and get $3 off every crate that you buy, or if you want to pay the extra and do the full year subscription, then you're more than welcome to do it that way too. But lootcrate.com/podtaggler, and then use podtaggler code at checkout. And then for the two upcoming books, we have the Halo Library Volume 2 that's currently out there now, podtaggler.com/comic-library-2. And then Halo Retribution is on pre-order and comes out in August, just before PAX West. And you can head on over to podtaggler.com/retribution to get the link there. Thanks everyone for tuning into our show tonight, and for those on the live stream, we will talk to you guys in a couple weeks. Be safe out there, everybody. Keep on fragging fireworks.